Psachim number 53, Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, and Amud Beis.
Steht in Mishne, Kosho Shemuto Lecho Il Maichi Lebehemo Lechaya Veloifes. Frag die Gemore, Lomle Lemitne Beheme, Lomle Lemitne Chaya. What is the Chiddush? Because Manshu Oichel Maichi, was in Afkamine Behemo, Chaya, Oifes, what is the Chiddush in all these three Sachen? Because man shu oichel umaychel behema chaya veroifes. Zog the Gemara hazeh. Eat on a behema. I would think only the behema you're allowed to give to eat. The meshaire chozile. If she will leave over chometz, you will see it. Abel chaya di meshaire komatzna lo. Maybe she will hide it. And vos. And if she will hide it, lechur etzim dish beseder. Eim eloi komash malo that you're allowed to. Because maybe she will hide it and then it'll be okay. Aval beim ezim nidim meshayre and velimasik adait and he will forget to mevatel oto memevayer v'ka'ovar alim v'bayiro v'alimotza im elo yitzriche. So what's like the Gemara? If the Tana would only write behema, I would think behema you're allowed to give. Behema you're allowed to give. Aval chaya she could hide it. And that's the nishgut. Behema is much better, they can't hide it. So if she leaves it, you will see it. Aval behema could hide it, could be a problem. And then the Gemara says, Fakert. And if Tone Chaya, I would think Chaya, you're not allowed to give. Why you're not allowed to give? And Chaya, you're allowed to give. Because she hides it. No, so even if she hides it, no, so she hides it, it's not a problem. But Behema, maybe Behema will not hide it. And then you'll be able. So we mentioned yesterday, the Pshat, the Gemara is very shver b'pshat. The Gemara is very shver b'pshat. Why the Gemara is very shver b'pshat? Because the Gemara starts that it's better to give to a behemoth. It's not good to give to a behemoth. It's better to give to a behemoth. Why? Because if she leaves it, you can see it. A bechaya, you will not see it. And then it's a problem. And then a second later, the Gemara says, Fakir, if Tana Chaya, I would think Chaya, she hides it. It's not so bad. A behemoth could leave it. So when the Chaya hides it, when the Chaya hides it, it's good or it's not good? When the Chaya hides it, it's good or it's not good? Das ist der Scheil. Das ist der Scheil in der Gemara. So, lass uns ein paar Kassaden. Rashi says, Pshat, in the second Memre from the Gemara, when the Gemara says that I would think that only you're allowed to give to a Chaya because she could hide it. But Behema doesn't hide it. So if the Tana would write, you're allowed to feed a Chaya, I would think only to feed a Chaya. A Behema don't feed because maybe she will leave it and you will forget to do Bitu. Zogt Rashi Pshat. Rashi says klar that if you give it to a chaya and she hides it, you're not even baliroi. So if the Tana would write that I'm allowed to give it to a chaya, I would say, why I'm allowed to give it to a chaya? Because if she hides it, you're not even baliroi. Aval behema you be even baliroi. Kamash malon. So state klar in Rashi that when the chaya hides it, you're not even baliroi. So then really we had that shver kasha. So if the chaya hides it, you're not over baliroi. So what is the pshat in the first gemara? That if Tony behema, because behema doesn't hide, or bechaya will hide it. If I can't go. If chaya hides it, it's not a problem. So we said like this. The pashtas advorim al derech hapshat. The pashtas advorim al derech hapshat is azeh. Rashi is the girs of the marshal. Ito nechaya ava amine, hi adifu mishumdim, meshay rematzna lo, ולוי עובר עלו בבלירון. ולוי עובר עלו בבלירון. זאת נמרשל, נהי דה עובר בלימוץ, בלירון אלוי עובר. נהיינו, חומץ that is hidden, Rashi holds, you're not over בלירון, because you can't see it. It's not בלירון. או בבלימוץ אי עובר. It's מוצרי. You don't see it, but it's מוצרי. You know it's in the house. So as Rashi is משמע זה, that חומץ, that the higher heights, you're not over baliroe, but you are over balimotze. As I said the marshal, you don't see it, it's not baliroe, but balimotze it is, it's in the house. Vemeile, zog the marshal azay, zog the gemara pshat azay, that If Tana Behemah, if the Tana would write, you're allowed to give a Behemah, I would think you're allowed to give a Behemah. Why? Because if she leaves it, you could see it. Aval Chaya, maybe she will hide it. And what will happen if the Chaya will hide it? And if the Chaya will hide it, you'll be over Bali Motze. So don't give to the Chaya. Maybe she will hide it and you'll be over Bali Motze. So Behemah you could give, because if she will leave it, you'll not be over no Aveyas. But the Chaya, aim a Matznalo, and you'll be over Bali Motze. You know why you're allowed to give to the Chaya? Because maybe she will hide it. And the Mele, the most, you'll be able only one Aveir. Aval Behema, maybe I'll be able two Aveirs. And so I'm a duknik in Loshana Gemore. Aval Behema, the Zimnim, the Meshairelo, the Koyalo, the Bali Roe, or the Bali Motze. What is this Ganze Arichas? A second ago, the Gemara didn't say such arichas. Look at the beginning of the Gemara. Ito le behemah ava min behemah nimishari chozilei v'loi korobah. Aval chaye eim eloi. The Gemara didn't explain what is the aveira. It's aveira, one of them. Aval ito ne chaye ava min chaye, you allowed him, because only one aveira. Aval behemah de korobah alei bebali roe u bebali motze. Eim eloi komash malo. What? Fuck out. The Gemara speaks out. Oh, both. So, it's like, what's fucking later? It's fair aveiras. Alamo, it's also, the Gemara doesn't have to explain what is the Aveira. Alamo said also. Because Chomes the Raisa, the Gemara said, what is the Aveira? It's also, it's also. To speak out. Here you come, why here we speaking out? To tell you it's both. Alamo, we don't speak out, here we speak out to tell you that it's both. Doesn't it pash the Sagimor? Now, why this is a Doichat? No, the Hichu is Pshat, and Pshat a Gemara, it's Korib le Pshat. It's Korib le Pshat. As he learned the Marshal, here's one Aveira, here's two Aveiras. Why it's not gishmak to learn like this pshat? The reason it's not gishmak to learn like this pshat is because there's a very big doichak in it. That the Gemara is kilu coming and telling me, the Gemara zok tazay, herzachai zok the Gemara. If I would tell you that you're allowed to give a chayah, I would tell you, you know why you're allowed to give the chayah? Because you do only one aveira when you give it. Aber behemah that you maybe do two aveiras, kilu, for one aveira Chazal didn't make a gzeire, maybe the chayah will leave it and you will have one aveira. Two aveiras, the Chazal... Mali chad aveira, mali tre aveira, agres again, maklen again. It's also, it's a derech dike pshat, olim pshat in the Gemara. Now the same. It's a derech dike pshat, olim pshat in the Gemara. This is the reason we have to learn the Gemara differently. Olam again kasey. We will learn tzachon, bedas rashi, that avade, if the chaye hides the chometz, you not over, not bali roe, and not bali motze. Not like the girsa that the Maharshal had in this rashi. You're not over, not bali roe, not bali motze. Why? Because we learn out one from each other. And val it's mutzna, it's not called motzui. Like we saw in the sugis, chomesh anochi, it's not called motzui. Chomesh that you don't know where it is, that it's hidden, it's not called motzui, and you're not over on it. Not bali roe, and not bali motze. Das ist nicht kein chidushim. We found it already two more times, at least in psochim. If you remember, we found it in Lamed on Mudbeis, chomesh anoflo all of mapoiles. I know, Klo, I have a piece of bread. Three tfochim, you know what a three tfochim? Five little stones. On top of the bread, Zokt Rashi, I'm allowed to leave it there. Why? She'einoi nire. The same words. She'einoi nire, Rashi says. It's not bali roe. She'einoi nire. Frek miyad, Rabbeinu Peretz, it was mit lo imotze. But as Zokt Rashi, se nishtokim lo imotze. Frek Rabbeinu David, about bali atmin. We learn out from lo imotze bali atmin. So if he didn't do it by your dying, if a person takes a piece of bread and puts a couple stones on it, it's a garnish. It's a box. But if it happened and not all of my poilas, you're not over. We saw the same thing in Davor. Rashi said, Oise Odom Beisoy Oitzer. We had the Yukim and Rashi, a person has chometz, and he brings a lot of tvua, machsan. He puts 20 boxes on top of the chometz. He doesn't have to check the floor, even if his chometz there. It's like Rashi, Arei Yukim Evuo. What do you mean? He takes away the boxes after Pesach. But now there's a lot of boxes on it. He didn't do it with Chavona. He just needed a place for putting his boxes. Even if his chometz left on the bottom of the floor, you're not over. Areyu kemevu. Areyu kemevu. So this is Shitas Rashi, that chometz, shenoflo lo mapoilis. Areyu kemevu. Chometz she'einu nira, she'einu motzui. Areyu kemevu. And you're not over bali roe bali motze. You're not over on it bali roe bali motze. So this is the reason, if the chaya hides the chometz, you're taken care of. If the chaya hides the chometz, it's not a problem. So now, fakir. So if the Chaya takes care of the chametz, it's not a problem. You're not over a Yisu. So what is the pshat in the first piece of the Gemara? If on a beheime, a beheime, you're allowed to give her because if she leaves it, I will see it. Aval Chaya de komatz noim aloi. Why not? Harayu kemevur. This is what the next piece of the Gemara really says, that I'm allowed to give it to a Chaya because Chaya komatz nalo, and it's not a problem. Chaya komatz nalo, it's not a problem. Mashen kem beheime, I'm not allowed to give it because maybe she will leave it. So this is very gishmak. So what is the first tzad in the Gemara that I'm not allowed to give it to a Chaya because maybe she will hide it? The Teretz is Poshet. Rashi says in the Vav Amud Aleph, Rashi says only after before 30 days. Aber betoch shloishim yoim, not to do it. It's a Loshen Rashi. The last line in the Vav Amud Aleph, delekatchile lav zeu biyuron. You're right. It's kemevuo. If it got under a poilus, if it got under a oitzer, it's mevuo, it's einay nira, it's einay motzui. Zogt Rashi lekatchile lav zeu biyuroi. It's not the right way to do it. But the evidence, okay, you're not over avera. Oh, but it's not the right way to do it. Lekatchile lav zeu biyuroi. Maybe it's negat v'sugaleinu, lekatchile Hashem wants it to be mevuo min ha'oilom. But Rashi says lekatchile tershleishim yoyim zokuk levayr, de lekatchile lav zeu biyuroi. Einach enam it's kemevuo, zogt Rashi. If the mapoilus is on top of it, it's kemevuo. Marshall said, if you leave the house and you go far away, it's also kemevuor. If this pshat is emes, so Reb Nochem said that the Gemara is gishmaker. We read the Gemara in Azan Nigel. Eton a beheime, have a mina beheime, you're allowed to give it to her, because if she leaves it, chozilo. Abel chayo de komatzna lo, emeloi. What is the problem she komatzna lo? Not that you'll be over avere. אבל כתחיל עליו ביורוי. So look at לשון הגמרא inside. איתו נבאים את המשארי חוזי לו. אבל חי את המשארי קומץ נעים אלוהי. אבל the Gemara doesn't say that will be a veirev. The Chaya will do it. It's not gishmak to give it to a Chaya. Because she will hide it in a way that לכתחיל עליו היינו ביורוי. אבל איתו נחי משום די משארי מי אמץ נעים למי זה will be no a veirev. אבל בהם מזין משהו למסק הדיית וכויה לו בבלי רואה בלי מוצא. Before the Gemara, I couldn't say the koya lo bebali roya bali motze. Because it's taken out of Yisru. It's taken out of problem to give it to the Chaya. It's only like a tchila lav zeu biyuroi. But lemaisa, if you give it to the Chaya, lemaisa is nishtok in Yisru. Lemaisa is nishtok in Yisru. This is one way to learn the Gemara. There's another way, in the same way, just a shtickle besser, dachzach. Again, Rashi learns, if the Chaya hides it, nobody roe, nobody motze, the loike amarshal. So the second piece of the Gemara is poshet, that I'm allowed to give it to a Chaya because she could hide it. To a behemoth, don't give it because she will leave it. But what is the first tzad? I'm allowed to give it to a behemoth, but don't leave it to a Chaya. Why don't give it to the Chaya? Maybe she hides it. Maybe she hides it. The Shaila is, so what if she hides it? But lefi Rashi, if she hides it, you're not able to roe, bali motze, what is the problem? The Teretz is, it's also midrabbanon. Maybe you will find it in Pesach. We saw in the sugi in the flam in the fourth. A mefarish v'yitzah b'shayoro. Rashi says because maybe he will come in Pesach and he will find it. You're right. It's only also midrabbanon. But maybe he will find it. Maybe he will find it, and it's also midrabbanon because maybe he will find it. So again, avada is no isu. This is the first piece of the Gemara. Beheime dei chozilo, you get rid of it. Chaya eimelo, you're right. Now it's not a problem, but maybe he will find it. And Pesach, second tzad, chaya lemaisa is no aveira now. Mashenken beheime, she leaves it in an open place. It's aveira. But I want to tzudetzu lektach do aknech. Not stop. I'm telling you, maybe he will find it. But herzach, I'm good. I know some will not like it, but I like it, God. I'll explain you in a second what I mean. Be'etzem, the Gemara says in Daf Lamed, Noflol of Mapoilis, it's Kemevur. This is Rashi. Einu nire. Azachot, it's Mutzna, you're not Oiva. The Gemara says, only if it's Sholosh Tfochim. But if it's two Tfochim, you're not allowed. Why? Because the dog comes, and he pulls it out. Rashi says, Ve'nire, the dog could take it out. So Be'etzem, L'chure, you're right that here it's Mutzna. But here, the same cat that put it in could take it out. The cat could take it out. So you're right that it's kemevur, that it's mutzna, but even mapoilis, the spitz noflal of mapoilis, the avur, the kulu is noflal of mapoilis. Chometz kemevur, noflal of mapoilis. It's Rashi ein nira. But if the dog could take it out, it doesn't help. Here also the dog, the cat, the chulda, nemio, chatul, Rashi gives them a whole list. And they could take them out. So you could ask me, Nusud, midoy raisa, it's a problem. So midoy raisa, it's a problem. So the Gemara doesn't make sense now. What the Gemara says that if the chayah will hide it, it'll be okay. But we learned in Mofra Mapoilis that if it's less from Shalosh Tfochim, it's not okay. So the Drisha brings down from his Rebbe that only with the Rabbanon it's not okay. But Pashtus, we learn Pshat, that two Tfochim, while the Kelev could take it out, it's not called that it's Badekt. Those Hesish can Badekt the Zach that the Kelev could take out. The Drisha brings down that it's only the Rabbanon. So if it's only the Rabbanon, it's not so schwer what I'm asking. So noch einmal. So be'etzem, if the chaya hides it, be'etzem, if they raise it, it's okay. If the rabbanon, it's not okay. But I want to say besser. So noch einmal. We're having a problem now. We learn in Pshat and Rashi that be'etzem, if the chaya hides it, it's taken care by liroi, by limotze. So we understand the second part of the Gemara. Why was Salkadai thought that if you give it to the chaya, it's okay? The only question is fakelt. So what is the side of the Gemara that it's not okay? The first side. Before we learn one lav, but now we learn is no avera. So the first mahalach we said lav zeu biyuroi. Second mahalach we said yeah avadi zeu biyuroi bechshashet you will see it in yontif. And now we moire a big chshash. It's not time you will see it. And the ma'aser the animal can take it out. And we learned in the sugya before that if it's shtei tfochim she'akelev yochel chafes achrov, if the kelev could get it, it's not called kimivur. So what we're trying to use in our Rashi. The Akdora, that you're not Eivu Bali Roi Bali Motsi because it's Badek, but the Kelev could take it out. So if it's only an Yisur the Rabbonon that the Kelev could take it out, it's not such a Kasha. So no, it's only an Yisur the Rabbonon, those are big more. Behemoth is no Yisur. Chai is an Yisur the Rabbonon. Or Dilma, it's only an Yisur the Rabbonon. Mashenki, but Behemoth is an Yisur the Reise. So then it's like. But that's a Balabatish that we can answer like this. The Chai will never take it out in Pesach. The Kamash Malon is that you're allowed to do it, you don't have to be scared, the Chaya will never take it out of Pesach. Why? The Chaya, the dog, if you don't give the dog food, and he walks, and he smells chametz under two stones, so he pushes them, and he takes it out, and then you see it. But if the dog comes Erev Pesach, and he has chametz, and he goes to his hole and he hides it, he doesn't take it out from his hole. When he's hungry, he goes to his hole and he eats it in his hole. The Dachzach Poshet. The Pshat is as if a person has chometz and not all of Mapoilus. So we're telling him, if it's Shalosh Tfochim, don't worry, it will stay like this the whole Pesach. If it's Shtei Tfochim, the Kelev could smell, and the Melee will come and he will take it out. So here, you're right. The Pshat, the cat took it, and he found a hole in the roof and it's eating it there. So you think in the middle of Pesach, the cat will bring it back here to show you? She hid it, it's not Shash. It's not, the vote is, Shakelev Yochel Nechafes Achuv means, you hiding it, the Kelev will take it away. The main is to be Mizgala and Pesach. Here, the Kamash Malon is, Chayek Kamatzno, you're right, it doesn't come to the Kamash Malon. So I don't take it, the Chayek can get it, but the Kamash Malon will be taken. Why are you taking that over here? Because taking the Chayek will not take it out. Forget the Chayek hiding it, why should we take it out? When the Chaya didn't get it, forget, she will break your hiding place and she will take out the chametz. Memela bin nigle. But when the Chulda found the place where she wants to hide the chametz, you don't have to be choshed that in Pesach the Chulda will come there and take it out and be megala. Forget, does it go for the Kamashim from the Gemara? Does it the Pashtus Advo? Does it the Pashtus Advo? So Vinitvi, the Vile, Beshitas Rashi himself, we have Be'etzem. Three ways how we're learning Rashi. Now in the other we're learning that Avada. That is one lav. Avada is one lav when the Chaya hides it. And this is the reason Salkadaitor Behemah, you're allowed to Chaya, maybe she will hide it, you will have one lav. And Salkadaitor Behemah, maybe Chaya is only one lav, they were not Geyser, Shnei Lavim, they were Geyser. Other Avada is no Isur, we're saying, because it's Kemevuah. So why the Katchila no? If the first side of the Gemara, or because Ein Ze Biyuroi, or the Isur the Rabbanon, or the Zechshash maybe the Chayav be Megalet, or the second side Zok, but LeMaisa today it's Kemevuah and it's no Zechshash LeMaisa, Mas Ein Kemev Beheim is Zechshash Isur the Raisa. This is the Tzura Sadvorim Lefi Pshutay Lefi Rashi. The Chidushi Aran B'Toich Hadvorim in the beginning. So we see another shtickle in the Chidushi Aran that is Negeat or Asugia. But B'Tchilas Hadvorim. The Chidushi Aran is Meramez, a Naya Pshat in the Gemara, to answer the Tzura Sadvorim. A Poshta Pshat. Zag Terazay. You read the Gemara like this, the Chidushi Aran. Itone Beheime, The imish aire chozilo. I'll get rid of it. There's no chash baliroya balimotze. If she will leave it, I'll get rid of it. Masha'en ken chayo de komatzna lo. And what? The salkedaitoch was okter that dos heis baliatmin. Dos heis baliatmin. For vos heis baliatmin, it's pashut. A person, a minute, in the rana's mekatsa. A person is not allowed to take chometz and hide it under 20 pieces of stone. Thus says that he's keeping the chometz. A person has an animal in his house. He doesn't have an animal. It's Pesach. You know, we're not allowed to read chometz. Take it, hide it, and eat the ganze Pesach. Thus says that he's keeping the chometz. He tells the guy that he gives his dog food. Take it to your place, hide it there, and eat all the Pesach. I have to feed you. Hide it. Memele salkedai the chayah de komatzna lo. If you give the chayah food, thus says matzmin. I can get it. I have an animal. I need to feed him. I don't take Hatzachan. I take two bags. As soon as Pesach, I'll just run away with it. That says Yatmin. Sal Kedaitach, I'm not allowed to give it. Kumash Malon, why are you allowed to? Because the animal, Bederech Klal, doesn't hide. Sok Deran. She eats everything. She doesn't hide. Animals don't hide. Aber Azei, even if Amoshi hides, you can't call it Baliatmin. I was not planning to hide with her. So the Gemara, Barazeh, I have a chidush fakert. Eat on a chaya, I would think by chaya you're allowed to give it. Why? Because bederech klal she finishes. And if she doesn't finish, she hides, but it's not called Baliatmin. Avol beheime. That what? That maybe she will leave over, and I will forget the lavadait, and I'll be able to bali roi bali matzo. Those are the tzura sadvorim, Zogdera. What? Can't hear. We'll see it in a second. What? Could be had a girse demeshaira. Demeshaira. Now, Teisves has an andere mahalach though in the sugya. Beikar, not legabe beikar legabe the shakri betayra from the gemara, legabe ikar hashaila, why chometz that it's mutzna by the chayu, you're not over bali roi bali motze. Rashi's adgosha was she'enoi nire. Rashi's shaloi over lo bali roi. We said maybe also bali motze. But the adgosha in Rashi was that when the chayu hides it, why it's mutter? Because it's enoi nire. Loi over bali roi. Maybe also bali motze. But the adgosha was Rashi, like it says it keseder, in Noflal of Mapoiles, in Davov, enoi nire. Chomet she'enoi nire, you're not over bali roi bali motze. This is the adgosha lefi Rashi. Teisa shtei da andere vod. Vein oiva mishum baliatmin. De baliatmin afkele me loi motze ve ein ze motze. Keivon she einu yodea heichonu. Chin masha perikama de pori bichim ashkachas lo levatlo. Mashma de kol kama de loim ashkachas lo leovo be baliron. So Teisa says mechadash yu achidush. Azei zog de prichodosh. Chomet she einu yodua yunad oiva baliroi bali motze. And he has a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says do bitul. Aboyrik tzor shi yevatel. Zog the Gemara do the bitul when you find it. So the Gemara, maybe he finds it later. Fregen the Rishonim, stop, maybe do bitul, just in case chometz was left in the house. The Torah says, Octasis, if I check my house and I couldn't find chometz, I'm not over bali roi bali motze, because it's chometz she'enu yodua. That's the Shitas Octasis, the loike atur, the loike teis arosh, chometz she'enu yodua, you're not over bali roi bali motze. Now, I want, while this is the Yisraelis, the Octasis, we mentioned a lot of times, that Mesado the Octasis club. You could learn the Octasis, Kipshutoy Mamesh. Every chometz that I don't know where it is, I'm not over bali roi bali motze. Roshna tesis. Chometz she'eino yodua, you're not over bali roi bali motze. It's a leichter weg to learn. Chometz she'eino yodua, you're not over bali roi bali motze. Say this is one way to learn. Chometz she'eino yodua. You could add a knetch, chas v'sholem. If a person forgot that in his kitchen on the table he has a piece of bread, he looked all over from the kitchen. See, a rob gefahren from cup that he has in the kitchen a piece of chomet. About is over bali roi bali motze. Somebody, if he doesn't know, some people forget out. He's not over bali roi. About is over. Tesis is talking about chomets that is hidden in the house. The animal hides it, and be'etzem it's not near it. And that chomets, if you don't know where it is, you're not over. And I will explain myself. The first side we learn, chomets that I don't know where it is, I'm not over bali roi bali motze. Segment day. Here it's chomets that it's mutman. Why? Pshat et poshen. Be'etzem shteit lo yiroe. If I don't see it, it's hide it. If it's in the kitchen, it's yiroe. If it's not, I can't see it, I'm not over. Fragt Teisus, aber sie doch lo yatmin. Shesh lo yimotze, even if you don't see it, it's a parsha von lo yimotze. So Teisus, in the new parsha of lo yimotze, that is nisrabe, that even if it's mutman, you over bali roi because it's motzui, of them is a condition, is a tnai, that you will know where it is. Nein. And chomez that is nire, avada you over. Even if it's not motzui. Even if you don't know where it is. Avada it's in the house. Chomez, loshna teisus. You're right that it's not near. But that even if I don't see it, if I own it, I also have a problem. So they say, yeah. But it's a tonight that you will know where it is. Kevon de nafke milo imotze. Be'iren she yemotzui. But avad echomez that is on the table. It's motzui, it's near. Avdem geit nish. So we have two nuschos. I think it's MS. I said, achroinim taki, rabbi seinu achroinim. But she was minded to learn. But we're saying, Taisus learns, the Prichodesh says it, Kipshutoi, that Chomet She'eino Yodua, you're not over Baliroi. The Lomdim say, not every Chomet She'eino Yodua, does this push it? Chomet that is hidden in the house, that the animals hide it, and you don't know where, die. If you don't know where it is, but it's not hidden, it's on the table, even in the closet, you open the closet, it's there. Or don't forget, you know that a cat hides it in the back there, you don't see it, it's also awesome. But if you don't know where it's hidden in the house, then you're not over. This is two ways to learn thesis. That's what does the MS of it. Now, Abar Azeh, let me get into the kasha for the Pnei Yeshua. Frank the Pnei Yeshua, and again, this is Ashloma Sadvori. Before we go to the next two years of Kol Shor, this is Ashloma Sadvori. Frank the Pnei Yeshua, if you're telling me a Yesoid now, that Chomet She'eino Yodua, you're not over Baliroi Balimotza. So I have two starke kashas in Masech the Psochim. We're starting with Dalad Amud Beis. The Gemara in Dalad Amud Beis says that if a person rents a house, so Shaila if it's checked or not, the Gemara says that he could be soimach an aktanim, val bdik as chometz de rabbonon, de midoi reise bebitul be'al mesagim. De midoi reise bebitul be'al mesagim. Bdik as chometz de rabbonon, de midoi reise bebitul be'al mesagim. Mashma in the Gemara, that lo yitzur, you don't do bitul, you need to do b'dikah d'oraisa. The Gemara says, why b'dikah schometz d'rabbonon? The midoraisa bebitul be'al mesagi. Mashma, if you don't do bitul, midoraisa, you need to do b'dikah. Why b'dikah schometz d'rabbonon? The midoraisa bebitul be'al mesagi. Oh, but if a person doesn't do bitul, or he forgot to do bitul, el daf machan abdike midoi reise. Why? It's chomet she'eino yodua. It's chomet she'eino yodua. He doesn't know where is his chomet. Why? The k'shteit in the klor in the gemara of Dalad Amud Beis that every yid midoi reise needs to do bdike. Well, k'shteit in teisa that digas chomet the rabbanu shem yobi lochloi, even if you do bitul, midoi rabbanu is a din to do bdike. Oir lar bost, oir lar, that's the rabbanu. Oh, but to clean the house, it's a din doi reise. That's the k'shteit in the gemara. The Gemara states, if you do bitul, you don't need to do bdikah, but midoi reise be bitul ba'al mesagim. But it's mevuer in the Gemara that midoi reise need to do bdikah. It's chomet she'eino yodua. So, let me get into Seder. The Pnei Yeshua himself answers, no, dir tzmokim shemachnisim b'chometz, it's a vadai chometz, it's not a chomet she'eino yodua. Though Taisa speaks, maybe the animal took it after you checked the first time and you didn't find, asheinu teretz Pnei Yeshua. By us, maybe the cat took it. And also, Teisa says, the Gemara in Davov is speaking after the Bdikah. Masha'enken, Davdar Namud Beis is Mokim Shemachnisim Bechomets. Mokim Shemachnisim Bechomets, every house is Mokim Shemachnisim Bechomets. What? As they say, the Pnei Yeshua. Something is wrong with the Pnei Yeshua saying. I'm asking, the Pnei Yeshua's teretz is a bad teretz? Pnei Yeshua's teretz is a bad teretz? What? But I'm not sure if he ate it. He ate it here. Maybe he went there. I gave him to eat here. I didn't give him to hide. Maybe he ran away and he took it. Then Mokish Machnis Bechomes the whole of the house. If he'll be Meshayer, I was Medayek the Imeshayer. If he will leave, maybe he will hide. And Mokish Shemachnis Bechomets. As I said, the Pnei Yeshua. Lefi what we said, you're right, real. Lefi what we said, it's a better teretz. That deal, the chash is, you will walk into the house, you will open the top closet, and you'll find a piece of bread. Midori Raisa, you ate it. I didn't know about it, but everyone that opens the closet finds it. You go to the oven, you open, you find a cake. You go to the floor, you find a base. But every place, you're right, you don't know where, but it's near it. Our taste is only spoke about chametz that is not motzui. You check the house, the animal hiding it under the floor. That chametzim zok teismes midoy raisa you're not oiva because it's tamun and it's not matzu you're not oiva. So I'm saying, why is it the Pnei Yeshua didn't go with our shtickle? Pnei Yeshua learned state and taste and you saw it that chametz and yodua you're not oiva. For it, Pnei Yeshua stir it to the Afdala, so the dogma is chametz yodua, mokim shemachlis it b'chametz is a vadai, here it's a suffix. And if you what we're saying, this kasha is b'chlal nishkin kasha. Taste has never said that if I don't know if I have chametz, I don't have to check midoy raisa. How about I have to check? Because at the time that I have a chametz, I'm oiva bali roi. Bali roi and bali motze. We're speaking on chametz that is not a roi b'chlal. No, we learn from bali yatmin. You're not allowed to hide it. So taste is a bali yatmin. Learn from motze is a tonight that I have to know where it's hidden. But stam chametz, how about I have to check? Right? Very good. Zog the Welt Beseder. We answered Afdalet. Aber, let me get weiter. We learn weiter sugyas. Test amud beis, yud amud alef. Shtei tziburim shel matzo. Echot chometz ve'echot matzo. The mouse runs into the house. Shade in the sugya and the test amud beis, yud amud alef. Without bitul, zog tesis, you need to do a bdike day reise. You're not so sure if chometz went into the house. It's a sofik chometz, sofik matzo. Tisha tziburim matzah ve'echot chometz. And the mouse ran in, and Taisus has a pshat, says that if you didn't do bitul, midoy raisa, you need to check. As they state in the Gemara in the Piyut. So the Gemara, because chometz the rabbanon, the midoy raisa, the first two lines in the Piyut of Mudale. Because chometz the raisa, the rabbanon, midoy raisa, midoy raisa, bitul ba'al mesagi. State in the Gemara on them, if you have chometz and matzah, and the mouse runs in, you need to check midoy raisa. You don't know where it is. You don't know bichlal if you have chometz in the house. Maybe matzah ran in, you're mistupik. You're not sure. The fios is not a problem. Maybe the mouse came and just put it nice in the middle of the table. So the fios, it's not tomu there. But the fios, Pnei Yeshua said, if I'm not sure, it's no din der reise. It's a din der rabbonon. I'm not saying not to check the house. But the fact that Pnei Yeshua, the Gemara in the Piyut state, that if I didn't do bitul, I would have to check the house mid der reise. If state in taste, you say that chometz and you do, I'm not over mid der reise. So if chometz and you do, I'm not over mid der reise. How the Gemara says nishtaze? That without bitul, I'm over mid der reise. Here it's much different. I saw something for sure coming in, and it's 50% chometz, 50% matzah. Does heisnishkin chometz she'eino yodua? Eino yodua means maybe I'm not sure. Say, so the Pnei Yeshua, but there's one more gemara that you never could answer. Al bodak veloy ashkach. The mouse ran in, and the person comes in, and he looks in the whole house, and he didn't find. Zog Teisves, Midereise, he has to carry on looking the whole day. Totally, Rab Meir, Rabbonon, what he can do? Alba, like, Velay Ashka, Afrik Teisves, and the few Dibra Masr, Alba Bodak, Teime, what he will do? Keime, Shabbat, Abu Limotza, Mayase? Mayase? Zog Teisves, Shlema, Beshloi, Bitla, Meret, Afdei Reise. What happened? A mouse ran in with chometz. You checked all of the house. It's nowhere. So where it could be, maybe under the balatas, somewhere, you don't know where. No, so ainay motzui at stomun, and the normal places you looked, you didn't find. Zayt Teis, there's no point to check again. We said vice says you covered the whole house. Some Rishonim said check again. Maybe you forgot this closet. Teis says there's nothing worth to check again. Zayt Teis, when I checked in Gansen. Teis says there's no point to check again. We saw some Rishonim hold maybe I missed one closet. So I hear maybe that closet I'm over there. I said Teis says there's no point to check again because what I will check, I checked the whole house. It's somewhere that I don't know where it is. I don't know what to do. So I checked, it's not motzui, it's not nire, and Teisus says that I need to check midoy raisa veloy bitul. If we say sinisdaadayah so in our Teisus, we don't have a problem. You have to check midoy rabbonon, we're okay with that. Midoy rabbonon you have to take here, we don't want no chometz in the house, we don't have a problem. But Puk, Teisus himself in the feud, and the Dibur HaMaschil al bodek veloy ashkach says, as miret avdoy raisa. Meret ot mevdoy raisa, zog Teisus. And what is the chiddush of the sugya? That you need to do bitu. That's what Taisa says. And the chiddush of the sugya, that you need to do bitu. Because I'm not even balirah day raisa. I'm not even balirah balimatsa. I have chomer she'eino yadua. This is the offer of steer. Sie schmeckt so, sagt Ibn Yeshua, that it's different. Because I know for sure something came in and I can't find it. I prefer not to answer and to stay not close in the Tzura Sadvori. So, noch einmal. We have a thesis by us that says Mefurish that Chomet She'einu Yodua Yinal Oivu Bali Roi. The Mora Deshmais is the Pnei Yeshua here B'Shem Dipri Chodosh. Pnei Yeshua learned Kipshuto, every Chomet that you don't know about, you're not Oivu. We said every Chomet that is hidden and you don't know about it, you're not Oivu. It's a great Chiluk. The Shaila was about Hazei, Vosi Dipshat Dikas Chomet Zdei Reise, why you have to have Dikas Chomet Zdei Reise? L'chu, it's Mashma in the Gemara that Zdei Reise you Oivu, Hazei is Mashma. Man kann sagen, in Tirutz, man sagt, bepasht, das müssen wir nochmal vorab, nochmal ein bisschen Tere, ich muss nicht gehen rein zu der Mitzvah. Bepasht, das steht in der Gemara, der Projekt von Yeshua, der mit der Reise, you need to do a Blicke. So, and of Dalet, we answered, it's a Mokim Shemachnissim, it's a Vadai. We answered, it's not a Tomun, it's not a, then we have a Kashi, the Fyudom Ud Aleph, Loshana Gemara again. So, Loshana Gemara, we answered, dear, for sure, something came in. The third Kashi is from Al Bodak Velo Yashkach. That, it's like, why Mechalik at the three questions? Anyway, I can't answer the third question. What is the point to answer the first two? So I want to explain Tzulsa de Shmaise, to have it clear. The first two questions are from Gemoras. State in the Gemara, B'dikas Chometz, the Rabbonon, the Midoy Reise, the Bitul Baal Mesagi. And we ask him, if he tastes this, there's no Midoy Reise, if you don't know where it is. We're answering the first case, Mokim Shemachnissim, it's not hidden. The second place, Zogdi Pnei Yeshua, it's like Mokim Shemachnissim, because likely that something came in, and it's not Tomu. The third case is Al Bodak Velo Yashkach. It's no Gemara that it's a Dei Reise. It's a Teisvus that it's a Dei Reise. We could learn the Gemara of the Rabbanon. Could be this Teisvus, doesn't fit with that Teisvus. It's not the end of the world. It's a Stiras HaTeisvus. I'm just explaining why we have to remember that it's three kind of Kashas. Three Stiras HaSugyas. If we learn the Bayos Chomet She'en Yodua, a Chomet that is hidden, you're not Oivu Bali Roi. We have three Gemaras that you Oivu. Two is Gemaras and one is a Teisvus. So I'm saying, the two Gemaras that Pnei Yeshua gives a Eitze. It's Mokish Machnisim, it's not hidden, we said. Avalai, something came in. Al Bodak Velo Yashkach, Dir Take, it's really worse. I checked, I didn't find, it's a Suffolk. Again, Shishmek Tach Ibn Yeshua that he wants to say, even so, but something for sure came in, it's more Vada. Can't say, verstehe das nicht genau. But I'm saying, that Kasha, it's a least question, because Be'etzim, it's only Stiras HaTesisim. No, Efshad HaTesisim, that's a Kolshot, that's a Andopay. It's a Stiras HaTesisim, it's not so schwer, it's not. It's not a stir from a Gemara. This taste has to fit with every Gemara in Psochim. It doesn't have to fit with every taste.
Why are the first two kashes
lichal versus kashes? The Rabbono, the Deir Reise again. The Rabbono says that on Bittur is a B'dikah Deir Reise. This is what we're asking. We're not asking why is the Din B'dikah there. State in the Gemara that without the Bittur, the Din B'dikah is given a Deir Reise B'dikah Din. This is the Sphira Sasugi. Avada mit der Rabbon, you have to check for why it's not. We're speaking of the Din Dei Reise. And it's Mashma in the Gemara that on the Bittul given a Din Dike Dei Reise. Now, let me end the end of Teisvus. Freg Teisvus, Abel Kosher Le Rashbo. Stam a Kasha in the Rabbon. After we finish the Sugya, after we finish the Sugya, and Avada mit Dei Reise is no problems, Freg Teisvus, Stam, Zaitike Kasha. In our Sugya state that Lemaise, you're allowed to go Erev Pesach and feed your animals. You're allowed to feed your animals. Freg Teisa Stir, in the Mishnah of Yudom Udbeis state, that what you leave over, Mashim Anichenu Yanichenu Betzino, maybe an animal will come, and she will run away with it. So Teisa is asking, I want the Madgish, maybe here also, in the middle of feeding the animals, she will run away. The Kasha is not how you're allowed to feed her. If she doesn't run away, it's not a problem. But maybe she will run away. The same thing, dear, you're telling me, tie the chometz. That because you, maybe an animal will come and run away with it. And it's mashma, that is a chiyuv, we said, not only a etzah toivah. It's a chiyuv to tie your chometz and to put it close. That an animal will not come because maybe the animal will come and run away with it. Freg Teisvus, so how are you allowed to give it to the animal? Maybe she will run away. That's the Lashon HaTeisvus. Hikshor Rash Boeich, Hishori Le'achi Le'chai, Shadarko Le'atmin. Look in the Lashon HaTeisvus. It's like Alamol, Shailas Chochom Chotzi Tshuva. The way he's asking the kasha, he's merames the truth. Hikshor Rashbo, Hikshori Le'achi Le'chayo, Shedarko Le'atmin. Now, if the Gemara would not say that an animal hides, Teisvus doesn't have a kasha bichlal. Now, the Moshe, a cow is not a question why you're allowed to give to eat. Cows don't run away. The Gemara said before, tie it, maybe mouse will come and run away with it. The mouse, you're scared of the mice. Oh, but from the cows, you're not scared. Dogs don't run away. There is a gzeira, if you will leave it open, in the middle of the night will come a little animal and will run away. This is the Dibura Master. This is the Dibura Master is here. State in our sugi that we're talking in a kind of animal that also runs away and hides food. This animal you're not allowed to give. That's a lashon hakris akasha. This is Dibura Masril. The Gersos, the big two ways how to fix the Gersos. לחיו המגד לו בבתים דהי, דחיו שמגד לו בבתים למץ לכולה היי, she doesn't run away so much. כמו חולדו, את המנס בחיו ובסדוקים, she's used to running away. So from חולדו we're scared. From חיו we're not scared. This is the way we fix it. Or we fix it differently. ויש לחלק בן חיו, we don't change it. לחולדו המגד לו בבתים and the word דהי we fix. דחיו למץ לכולה היי, כמו חולדו את המנס בחיו. But the tenets is that דחיו doesn't run away so much. So maybe you don't have to be scared that she will run away. Tak, if she runs away, tak, it could be a problem. But mistama, she will not run away. Chulda runs away, and maybe Chulda hides. Zok Rabbeinu Peretz, Rashi can't say this Peretz. And Rashi Dibura Masril Chayo, Rashi says, Kegoin, Chulda v'nemiyo v'chatu. Doret eichedef ha-chulda. Says, Astira, don't state in that feud, be scared that the Chulda will come, because if the Chulda comes, she could run away with it. Und don't state that you're allowed to give it to the Chulda. Stiras a chulda. Don't state you're scared from the chulda, that the chulda could run away. Don't state you're allowed to give it to the chulda. So the Ran says a pashta teret. Here you see what I said before. Mishka zei mufkadi. He says, if you give the animals food, they don't run away. They feel friendly. They eat it here. Why do they have to run away? What animals run away when you didn't give them to eat? And they jumped up and they run away because they're scared you'll stop them. When a person feeds a cat, she doesn't run away. She eats nicely until she finishes. When the cat comes and she grabs food, she runs away. Men and daftez doctor that you leaving it on the shelf, maybe in the middle of the night the chulda will come. But if you have a chulda, your chulda, and you feed her, she doesn't run away with food. She eats it in the place. As is doctor Ran. Say, why is this balabatish svoras? Rishoni mechet zog in der sol svoras. Nicht as a mufkade gezachen zu zog in der sol svoras. When you amol daftez amol beis, we also had two kind of chuldas. She stimmt zach, lishitosom. This one way. Rabbeinu Peretz says Nocha Teretz. Rabbeinu Peretz says that we're speaking about that the animal here is tied. She can't run away. She can't run away. Frank Rabbeinu Peretz, if she's tied, suppose the Gemara says that the Chaya Komatsnalo. She can't hide it. She's tied away. So Rabbeinu Peretz, two tirutzi. Maybe we goizr kfuso, otu she'enu kfuso. Although she has a long string. Yes, she has a long string. She could run away. So I don't know exactly the teretz, but maybe she can't run so wide. You see, she starts running, you will catch her. Okay, chulda will come run away. You know where it is. Here, you miyad chapit if you see. The Rosh says that mireto that taki you shomer it that it will not run away. What's the beetzem? What is nigven nogeya to the ashlomas from the friedige sugyas? Lama heip tzachon. Do beetzem heip tzachon kol sho. Lama heip tzachon. Zog the gemara ze umochroi lanoch. Chometz bezman that it's mutter ba'anoy, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. Zog di gemore pshit, if you mutter ba'anoy, avada you're allowed to sell it to a goy. La'afuke ma'ay tane, de tane, bit shama yoimrim. Lo yimkor odom chemtzoy lenochri, elo imken yodea bo yishiyich lekoydem ha'pesach. Bit shama hold, you're not allowed to sell chometz to a goy, only if you know the goy will eat it before Pesach. Rashi says pshat, shiyobo ya'pesach, de kosovar mitzvah levaroy min ha'oilom, ולא שיהיה קייר. לא דווקא שריפה, אבל מצווה לבארי מן האוילום ולא שיהיה קייר. So if you know that the guy will not finish to eat it, don't give it to a guy. ובסילר אימו עם כל שעה שמותר לאכל, מותר למכור. You're allowed to. רב יהודה בן בסיירה אומר, קוטח בכל מיני קוטח, אוסרו למוכר 30 יום קיימים לפסח. זאת רשי. נויסים בפירורי לחם ואוסרו משום חומץ. 30 יום נסבו לי כבשמה וזה אינו נחל מוער. שאין אוכל עם הישראל אלו מהטבילים ואני שלא ישמיעים משהו שחלו לא בכם הסביעו מששואלים בהלכס הפסח. So שיט אסרשי is הזה. לא צריך להם גוד. שיט אסרשי דת לבית שמי מדין דוי רייסה You're not allowed to sell chametz to a goy. Why? Because it's tashbisu is suloi poka. Beisila don't hold from it. We'll explain why in a second. Rabbi Yudim Beseir is in the Medrash from Bechamai, and he's mechadish that 30 days. Why? The kutach takes a lot of time to eat it. Memela shloishim yoy. And how long Beisila hold? Bishamai hold, you're not allowed to sell to a goy if you don't know he will finish before Pesach. Bishamai hold, you're allowed to. Rabbi Yudim Beseir hold, kutach, you have to wait 30 days before. And Vos Bishamai hold, how long before Pesach you're not allowed to sell? Also 30 days? So Bepash is also 30 days. Just normally, a goy eats how much time it takes to eat chametz. I'm only given the Heintik is Zacha that you can keep it for a long time. 30 days, everything is gone. I mean, Pasha Yipsha, how long it stays? Rabbi Yudas Mechadish, Kutach, could stay a long time. But not more from 30 days. Rosh Yosef says, no, Bechamai hold afilu mitzilas Hashona. But Ech Sheloiyah, Lefi Rashi, it's three machlekesim. Bechamai hold. Shtayim Shem Sholesh. Bechamai hold is the Isur to sell because maybe you're not allowed to leave it over. Only if the girl will finish. Beisila don't hold from it. Rabbi Yudas holds, Kutach Shloishim Yoyim. Kutach, which stays for a long time, you have to be careful for 30 days. And why Taki Shloishim Yoyim? This is the other halacha that we learn out from Shalim V'Doshim. So she was looking for that with Shalim V'Doshim, Shloishim Yoyim Kedem HaPesach. This halacha that is told to the guy, this is that extra halacha that we're missing. Now, Tesis is Cholek and Rashi. Tesis is Cholek and Rashi. And Tesis learns that Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira is not going a Libet B'Shama. Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, how does it be B'Sila? That you don't allow to sell to a guy. So why Kutach you're not allowed to sell to a guy? Zaktesis, oi meri b'shem rabinu tam, the Rabbi Yudah asik b'silel, ve'osar b'kutach mishum d'shem ba'olov olov, ve'yoydim shum kutach shel ployni, ve'yismuru shemochim b'pesach. Lama zogin, you have a chomez and has a yid company name on it. V'meile, people will see going with Pesach, they will think that you stole it. Kutach, people know who made it, we say, we know, kutach ha-mitzri, kutach ha-babli, kutach g'venim, it's ha-um nesumachna kutach, it was a name, who made this kutach. Mele, people will see that the guy is such a kutach, they will think that the yid sold it to him. Pesach mochru Yisrael enochi. V'lechen asa rabbi na mochru kutach. V'ot ishab rabbi rabbi notam. The before is the mutal ha-shay su kutach ba-pesach. So, be'etzem, Tesis only says it alibet Rabbi Yud. And Rabbi Nu Peretz says it in Gansi. That is no bit shamay bichlal. Rabbi Nu Peretz holds, everyone holds me the iraisi, you're allowed to sell to a guy. What, sulay poka? Nishno azah aloche. But Shammai hold, you're not allowed to sell even bread, because people in Pesach will think that the goy bought it from a yid. Vesilul anat choishash. So Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, Ober, and a kutach, everyone is moy. So come to that we have two machlekes in Yesoidim, Dainu Rabbeinu Peretz, maybe Tesis holds like Rabbeinu Peretz, maybe not. We don't know. Tesis only said it in the Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira. He didn't say it at the beginning of the sugya. On Mikolimukim, we have a klora machlekes, Rabbeinu Peretz mit Rashi. Rashi learns adin doi raise. Kevon dechal su loy poka. And you're not allowed to sell it. You have to get rid of it min ha'oilo. Beisila don't hold from it. And Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira is like Beit Shammai. You have to get rid of it. You're not allowed to sell it. Lefid Rabbeinu Peretz, nishto az ha'aloch, I have to get rid of it. I'm allowed to sell it. It's a gzeira de Rabbonon, sheyoimru that I sold it in Pesach. Atakona de Rabbonon. Klo? So now, if we learn that it's a din de Rabbonon, say no. Bisham, I have a gzeira, don't sell bread to goy, because people will come to his house, they'll see a Jewish bread, they will think you sold it in Pesach. They still are not scared. So Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira, aber kutach, it looks like you sold it. Say no. Nishto az ha'aloch, in the sugya. But if Rashi said, "Din doy rice," you're not allowed to sell it. Zok Rashi, the last Rashi in Amud Aleph, the kosavre mitzvah levarim min oil. And Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira also held as it. When vos have besilel, besilel hold you allowed. Why besilel hold you allowed? The cholik in this yisoid the sulei poka or not? So then as a machlekes meiri mit Rebbe Chana. I'm saying first tchilas advarim. It's like yishmak esugi do. Me'yase the sugi good. The Meiri by us says, and Beisilel hold, Tashbisu didn't say to get rid of it from the world. Tashbisu said to get rid of it from the house. Hashbosim in Abayis. Rabbi Chon brings down Azar Rosh and Simon Dalet by us. Does it kill for Tashbisu? So the Machlekes Beshame and Beisilel, Alamo, we know Machlekes Rabbi Yudah Besreife, and Rabbon Hashbososi Bechol Dovo. Now, in Rabbonon, we have two shittas. Beshame I hold, you're right, you don't have to fire. But you have to be mashmid in Gansen. Shelo'iyah ba'oilo. ומילא, even if you sell it to a goy, you're not over, של חוי, אתה רואה, ואתה רואה של אחרים, של גבויה, but you are not מקיים, that תשביסו מן האוילום. And basically, hold, that תשביסו didn't say מן האוילום. That תשביסו said, to get rid of it from your shoes. I was מקיים the mitzvah. דיינו, לכול העלמה, אסו לא יפוקה. If you have a chometz, you need to מקיים תשביסו. You can't run out of the mitzvah. Just b'sham I hold, what is mekayim tashbisu le'ashmir min ha'olam? Well, you can't sell it to the guy only if you know that the guy will eat it. B'silal hold, you mekayim tashbisu even by selling it. So, I was mekayim tashbisu. This is the Meiri's pshat, the Meiri by us. Rebbe Elchanan also said that someone told him such a pshat. But Rebbe Elchanan himself, it's in Daf Mem Hei, Ois Kuf Tzadik in the Kovet Shiyurim. So, Rebbe Elchanan, B'silal ha'chol again this yasayit. So what means Sulei Poka? As a mitzvah tashbisu, I don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah. So I'll give you a marshal. A person has a tzitzis, a talis. He has to put on tzitzis. If he doesn't want what he does, he just takes off the baguette. He was mekayim the mitzvah name. Hota aveira? Name. A person has a mitzvah tashbisu. He doesn't want to. He just takes it off. He sells the chometz to the guy. He doesn't have chometz. He can't do tashbisu. He's not a bad person. A person has tzitzis. He doesn't want to put on tzitzis. He takes it off. He has chometz. He doesn't want the tashbisu. He takes it off. How he takes it off? He makes it be a chometz shel goy. Chometz shel goy. You're not eichel, but you're not mekayim tashbisu. But you don't have a aver, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You just took it off. You just get rid of it. But really, you don't have the mitzvah. Those are the tzvei tzedodim. It's a klo. One tzad is, as alibet beit shama, alibet beit silel, we mekayim tashbisu. How? By selling it. The second shot. I'm not mekayim tashbisu by selling it. Fakam b'sil el hod echelik in this yisoid. But the vile if he's two pshotim, say lefi Rabbeinu Ameiri, say lefi Rebbe Elchanan. What is the longest in Beit Shammai? Kevon dechal su loy poka. And here is three starke kashes that I want to masbe. Three starke kashes. I've heard something good. The first kashe frekt Rebbe Elchanan. If Beit Shammai hold su loy poka. Kevon shechal su loy poka. So you give it to the guy and the guy eats it. How you mekayim tashbisu? But yes, shlichus leakum. But yes, shlichus leakum. It's a mitzvah su loy poka. Yes, shlichus leakum. How you mekayim tashbisu? So the chometz says, yeah, well, if I put it in the fire, I gave it to an animal, a big animal, a standing animal that ate it. Man, I was mashmid, duch the guy. But does I have this tashbisu? I have to chop it. I have a zach. If you give it to him, he puts it in his mouth and it closes. Yeah. As I get it, you put it here. His hand comes and he picks it. That's eichel. You write that it's not mamish my meisa. This Rebbe Elchanan is busy with. Now Rebbe Elchanan understands that sulei poka and duch the goy I'm yoytze my sulei poka. Duch the goy I'm yoytze my sulei poka. You could say an ander nusach. I'm not yoytze my mitzvah, but I'm not against the mitzvah. Abi le meisa was nisbayer. It's also enough. Okay, this kash, it's mushmas. The maize is mushmas. The nusach is tashbisu is not to do the maize, to be mushmas, like for the minchas chinuch. So other the pshat, the guy is mekayim the mitzvah for me, other like we said for the minchas chinuch, it's already mushmas. So again, the first kash is not such a starke kash. Now, the first kash was, how am I mekayim tashbisu by giving to the guy? So other the guy is mekayim it for me, other if it's mushmas, there's no need to make a maize ashbos, it's enough that it's mushmas. But the kash is done. If it's Sulei Poka, what helps to give it to a guy? But we're answering, other the guy is doing it for me, other it's already mushmas. But I want to ask you two more starke kashas. Rabbi Yudah holds, Ein biur chometz elos reife. So when it's chala mitzvah tashbisu, what I have to do lefi Rabbi Yudah, I have to burn it. So lefi Rabbi Yudah, if I have to burn it, no, I give it to the guy, no, I'm not mekayim a mitzvah. Sulei Poka. Sulei poka. I'm not mekayim a mitzvah. Lefi Rabbi Yudah that biur chometz elos reife, I'm not mekayim a mitzvah. So if we saying a yesod alibet beit shammai, that is the aloche kevon dechal sulei poka. So we said I give it to the goy also ate it. It's also destroyed. It's the kiyum of tashbisu. But lefi Rabbi Yudah that the kiyum of tashbisu is what reife. If I gave it to the goy, where is the kiyum of mitzvah? Besser fragt der Rashash. How every Yid is allowed to eat chometz 30 days before Pesach? He's mevatel the mitzvah of tashbisu lefi Rabbi Yudah. Rashi says in Daf Chof Zayin that the mitzvah starts 30 days before Pesach. Im lo imotza eitzim yoshev v'botel. Fragt der Rashash. If it's no sulei poka, say them. like Rebbe Elchanan, it's not Sulei Poka. Besilu Lachoyle. But we're learning now that everyone learns Sulei Poka. Just Lefi Rabbonon Azei, Lefi Bishamay Azei. Aber Lefi Rabbi Yudah, what is Biur Chomez? Sreif, Frank Tzvei Kashas. Frank Drashash. So what helps to give it to a guy to eat? Sulei Poka. Second kasha, Frank the Rashash. How heavy yid eats chametz? Sulei poka. So the Rashash says a Torah. He says inside the stomach of the person it burns. Eyes are locked to burn with wood. Ki adam eats asode. That's the Rashash. Do like Rashash. Ilu loy roinu loy emanu. But that's okta. That the adam inside the stomach is the fire. The person is the wood. Mameli mekayim sreifa levi l'Rabbi Yudah. If it's miyushev, b'zayda. But on the side that doesn't nishginu. So we have three starke kashas. Three starke kashas. The haino. We have two mehalchim in the sugya. I want to be masbir. Lefi de meiri, the kasha is a bomb dike kasha. Why? Because lefi de meiri, sai be shamai, sai be silel, everyone learns is a aloche su loy poka. Everyone. Just be shamai hold is a kilui be'etzem, be silel hold, the mechire is enough. Aber lekula ham is a din of su loy poka. Maybe we're asking, aber Rabbi Yudah, hal tazvos, sreife, nu vos mit su loy poka lefi Rabbi Yudah. So you tell me, maybe lefi Rabbi Yudah you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Aber how a person eats chometz? And take it to the garbage, lefi Rabbi Yudah, take it, you can't throw chometz 30 days before. It's a mob nezach. If we don't look like the Meiris, that's a half a kasha. I leave it a bit shamai, Sulei Poka. If Rabbi Yudah holds a Devi Rabbono, Besilel, there is no din Sulei Poka, I'm allowed to get rid of the mitzvah, so the kasha will not be shver. So, Be'etam, these are the three kashas that we have to say on Yisoid. Once, Rebbe Elchanan started to ask, how the goy is mekayim the tashbisu for me? He said, I'm asking that it's not such a shtarke kasha. Oh, but now I think that we want in the Yasha, we could mitzaref it to a kasha. And the other two kashas, what's with Rabbi Yudah? If it's a yesod of Sulei Poka, say lefi bet shamai, how you could sell it, and say, how you're allowed to eat it, I leave it to Rabbi Yudah. That's what I'm talking about, grace yesod. I just want to give you a shaila to think over. And I think it's stolen. What would it be if a person sold it to a goy lefi bet shamai? The goy promised him he has a big chasen and he has to eat everything before Pesach. Say it, you're allowed to sell it. Lemaisa, you sold it to the guy, and you come a day before Pesach, and you see boxes by the guy, like the guy in Shuldik, you know. We didn't like it, we didn't manage to finish. You mechuyev now to ask the guy, okay, so sell it back to me, then I could burn it, or you're allowed to leave it by the guy. You have to get rid of it or not. If Sulei Poka, you have a chiyuv tashbis. Or you're allowed to leave it by the guy. The way Rebbe Elchanan learned, the way the Meiri learns, the chuyev, you have to buy it from the guy. Sulei poka, also fil rashash, you have to eat it. But the guy is not eating it. I think if we learn good the sugya, avada you're allowed to leave it by the guy. About midaf lamas. I knew that it would be that. 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 I knew that it would